AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks have opened lower after President Trump announced his pick to lead the Federal Reserve. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says he'll nominate former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh, a choice likely to result in big changes to the central bank, perhaps bringing it closer to the White House and reducing its traditional political independence. The president previewed his pick last night.
It's going to be somebody that is very respected. Somebody that's known to everybody in the financial world.
If confirmed, Warsh would replace Jerome Powell, whom the president has blistered for not cutting interest rates fast enough. But Warsh has typically supported higher rates to tame inflation, though he has recently backed lower rates. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Labor Department says wholesale prices rose higher than expected in December. The Producer Price Index measures inflation before it hits consumers. Former CNN anchor Don Lemon and three other people have been arrested in connection with an anti-immigration protest that disrupted a service at a church in Minnesota. Senate leaders are scrambling to save a bipartisan spending deal and prevent a partial government shutdown at midnight. Democrats are demanding new restrictions on federal immigration raids. A federal judge in New York ruled Luigi Mangione should not face the death penalty if he is convicted on federal charges for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. In Switzerland, Lindsey Vonn crashed in her final downhill race before the Winter Olympics. The AP's Graham Dunbar reports conditions were not ideal.
She was having a fast run, then she lost control going into a right-hand turn and went into a spinning slide into the safety fences. After a few minutes, she got up, skied down to the finish area, but clearly in some anguish.
Vonn made a stunning comeback last season after nearly 6 years away. This is AP News. There are hopes for a temporary Russian ceasefire in Ukraine as cold weather sets in.
Ukraine is waiting to see if Russia will pause attacks on its power grid after President Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to a temporary halt as Ukraine faces severe winter weather. Trump didn't specify when the call with Putin happened or when the moratorium would start. However, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on Friday that Putin had indeed accepted a request from Trump to refrain from striking Kyiv until February the 1st. In recent comments, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he doubted Russia's intentions. However, on Thursday, he thanked President Trump for his efforts in asking for a ceasefire. Kyiv is experiencing power shortages and expects extreme cold. Zelensky said that Ukraine is ready to stop its attacks if Russia does the same. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.